Right. For the older people, yeah. It wouldn't mean gay, but no. For you, then it does definitely put down, you think that was that. Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and doesn't want to change, you say, don't be so...
stubborn.
Okay. You ever heard any other words for it?
Bullheaded.
Okay. Any other?
I don't know. Can't think of any.
Okay. You ever heard obstinate?
Yeah.
Okay, but if you say bullheaded, would your uncle and aunt probably say bullheaded?
I would imagine.
Somebody you can't joke with without losing his temper. Take things personally. Say he's mighty what?
Mighty short-tempered. Takes things personal.
Okay. Would you say touchy or testy or what?
I would say touchy.
Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get mad
and take it serious.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
calm down. Take it easy.
If you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
well.
Okay. Any other way you say it? Is that
pooped.
Okay.
Or just tired.
Okay. If a person has been quite well and you're suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she... like if they just got it.
Got sick last night. Okay. Yeah.
But she'll be up again by...
today or tomorrow.
Okay. If a person sat in the draft and began to cough last night, he...
got a chill.
Okay. Would you say that or caught a cold? Which would you say, got a chill?
If it was coughing, I would probably say got a cold.
Okay. For the fact of his voice, he'd be what? He'd talk like that and he'd be what?
A horse.
What is that called when you
cough?
Okay. And I better get to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
tired, sleepy.
Okay. Any other words for it?
No.
Okay. What? At 6 o'clock, in the morning, I'll
get up.
Okay. He's still sleeping. Better go
wake him.
Okay.
Rouse him, maybe.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you?
Why haven't you taken it?
Okay. The person might answer, I took it yesterday.
I've taken it.
And I will.
Take it.
Okay, if you can't hear anything at all, some people say you're stoned.
Deaf.
Okay. If he began to sweat when he started work, by the time he finished, you'd say he...
stunk.
Well, and what would you say about he had...
sweated at the storm.
Okay. And he has...
sweated.
Okay. And what's a discharging sore that comes to a head on your body called? Job had some of these in the Bible.
Bam.
Okay. What happens when the boil opens and the stuff comes out? What's that stuff called?
Broke open, the pus.
Yeah. Okay. If you have some infection in your hands, if your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand...
swelled up.
Okay, and it has...
swelled.
And it will...
swell.
And yesterday it...
swelled.
Okay. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms on the skin is called what?
Pus.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
Flesh wound.
Okay. And what would it... have you ever heard of a kind of wound that just won't heal properly? Have you ever heard of a name for that kind of wound?
Might have. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of crown flesh?
No.
Okay. I've never heard that. Once you get a little cut in your finger, you put on something to avoid infection, to get out of mess. What is that called?
Methylate, mercurial chrome.
Okay.
Band-Aid.
Have you ever heard of it? What else? It starts with... have you ever heard something?
Iodine.
Okay, and what's something that starts with Q that's sometimes given to take care of fever, malaria, or something?
Quinine.
Okay. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he what?
Died.
What are some other names for it?
Dying?
Yeah.
Killed over.
Okay.
Died off.
You ever heard of some crude terms or some funny terms?
Kick the bucket.
Okay. Anything else?
Had the lick. Bit the dust.
Okay.